Now, this week again, the abuse of children in schools run by religious orders has brought shock, condemnation, the promise of a commission of inquiry and calls for accountability and redress. And it's that issue of redress we're going to look at this morning. The Scoping Inquiry recommended that the government consider a redress scheme for survivors and approach relevant religious orders about contributing to such a scheme. Just yesterday, Justice Minister Helen McEntee said there was a moral obligation on the religious orders to significantly contribute, while Taoiseach Micheál Martin said there's an obligation to make sure that they do. 10 years ago, the European Court of Human Rights ruled in favour of Louise O'Keefe that the state had an obligation to protect her from the sexual abuse she had suffered in primary school. This week, more calls for that judgment to be implemented in full. Among those making these calls is Professor Conor O'Mahony, Director of the Child Law Clinic at University College Cork and former Special Rapporteur on Child Protection. Professor O'Mahony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mary.
And Louise O'Keefe, she had to take the state all the way to the European Court of Human Rights to vindicate her rights for failing to protect her from the abuse that she'd suffered in primary school in Cork in the 1970s. Control of schools in those years, and in many cases still in the hands of religious, but the state, the European Court said, had duties and obligations that they hadn't met. Now, when you and others call for the implementation of that judgment from the European Court in full, what do you mean?
What we mean by that, Mary, is that it's been established for over 10 years now as a matter of law that Ireland's child protection framework in schools for most of the 20th century was a defective framework. So whatever about the responsibility of the religious orders, and no doubt they bear some responsibility here, the European Court of Human Rights found that the state also bore responsibility for its failure to implement an effective child protection framework. Essentially, it knew that children in schools were at risk of being abused, and it did nothing to mitigate that risk. So while that meant that in Louise's individual case that there was an obligation on the state to compensate her, there's also a principle when the European Court of Human Rights rules against a country that the state must take general measures to address similar cases that are affected by the same issues. So in other words, having found that essentially the entire child protection framework in schools was defective, that would mean that in the same way that Louise O'Keefe was entitled to be compensated for her abuse, anyone else abusing that defective system would have the same entitlement.
So what then has the state done over the past 10 years to put right the wrong?
Well, very little, unfortunately, Mary. The state has essentially spent the last 10 years attempting to limit the scope of its exposure to other claims under that principle. So initially it set up an ex gratia payment scheme with very restrictive conditions, so restrictive in fact that every single application to that scheme was actually rejected. And that was ultimately reviewed by a retired High Court judge in 2019 and found to be incompatible with the O'Keefe judgment. Following on from that, that scheme was then revised and reopened in 2021. So you get a sense here of how long all of this was taking. And in 2021, it was reopened with new criteria, which were less restrictive than the old criteria. We have now seen about 130 payments made under that scheme, plus some other payments made due to out-of-court settlements. But we've also seen quite a few people refused under that new version of the scheme due to a new condition requiring that you must have sued the state prior to July 2021 if you wanted to be entitled to a payment, which was a completely arbitrary criterion. So ultimately, even though 31 million was allocated to that scheme to make payments, less than 11 million of that has been paid out, and that scheme has now been closed. So really, we've seen the state really try to damage control, essentially, since the O'Keefe judgment.
So then is there a question of confidence in the state to now look at and design a redress scheme for this much wider group of people, covering not just primary education, but secondary education as well?
Well, I think it does give cause for some concern, in the sense that we've seen a lot of statements and heard a lot of statements made this week from senior government figures expressing their view that redress needs to be paid. It's welcome to hear them say that, but the track record is that many of those same people have presided over the situation that I've just described, where essentially the state has spent a very long time trying not to pay redress to people who were abused in schools. So if they change their mind and they now believe that they need to to open up a properly inclusive and effective scheme that will deliver redress to those who are entitled to it and do so in a timely manner without putting them through that sort of trauma, that would be very welcome. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see if they will match those words with action.
And do you believe you can do these two things together? That is a commission of inquiry into what happened over that 30, 40 year period in relation to the schools that have been in the headlines this week, and that you can also at the same time start the process of redress?
Yes, you can. I mean, I think the fact that we have already had a scheme operating and have already made payments to people who were abused in school shows that it's entirely possible to devise a model that can do that in parallel to the Commission of Investigation. That, you know, there is a concern that the Commission of Investigation, whatever about attempting to put a time limit on it at the beginning, you know, we've seen in the past that commissions have been given a period of time and have often overshot that period of time quite significantly. So there is a concern that this will take a considerable period of time, and many of these people are, you know, they're of advancing years and don't have many years to wait. So certainly I would call on the government to look at the redress scheme in parallel and devise a redress scheme that can proceed without waiting for the full findings of the commission report.
Very briefly, what about the power of the state to make religious orders accountable?
That's a difficult one. I mean, ultimately, the approach up to now has been to negotiate with the orders. We haven't yet seen an attempt to legally compel them to make payments. The religious orders have been slow to come to the table in that respect. So that will take further consideration if the religious orders do not step up.
Professor Conor O'Mahony, thank you very much indeed.